The cable network Showtime premieres a new drama starring Bryan Cranston this Sunday. It's called Your Honor. Cranston plays a respected judge in New Orleans who finds out that the person he loves most in the world has been implicated in a death, and the person who died was the son of a crime boss. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans joins us to talk about Your Honor and more. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
So Bryan Cranston, who's best known for his role in Breaking Bad, plays a very different kind of anti-hero in Your Honor. What's he like in this role as a judge?
Bryan Cranston seems to be playing a good man. He seems to be a fair judge, and he seems to be a good dad to a son. He lost his wife. His son lost their mother. His son gets in a car accident because he was visiting, I guess, the site where she died and got distracted and wound up running over someone on a motorcycle, and it turned out to be the son of the biggest crime boss in the city. And initially, Bryan Cranston's character tries to get his son to turn himself in, but when he goes to turn him in, he realizes who this person was who got killed and realized his son would be killed in prison, and he tries to convince his son that what they really have to do is cover up the crime. And so we have a clip where Cranston's character is talking to his son. Let's check it out.
Don't tell anyone. Not ever. I can do this. I can keep you safe if no one ever hears about it. You understand? Adam, this is the rest of our lives.
You know, just hearing Bryan Cranston there, regardless of the plot, which sounds pretty interesting, it sounds like this might be worth watching just for Cranston's performance.
It might be. I mean, I will say, you know, Breaking Bad was interesting because it was about this sort of complex idea that a guy who might seem to be placid and kind of a good person, like once you remove all the things about society that compel that person to be a nice guy and to be functional and to care about people, what kind of person are you left with? Now, Your Honor is more the story of a guy who's essentially good, who's getting pushed into doing all of these things that are contrary to all of his ethics. He has to break all of his rules in order to protect this person. And to me, in a weird way, that's a less compelling journey. I wasn't surprised enough by this, but I love Bryan Cranston as an actor. Michael Stuhlbarg plays the crime boss, who's also a wonderful actor. He played a crime boss in Boardwalk Empire, people will remember. So I have high hopes for the show, but what I've seen of it so far, I was less than impressed, I'll be honest.
We want to ask you also about Hillbilly Elegy. This came out last month on Netflix, based on the 2016 best-selling memoir of the same name. Eric, critics were not so impressed. Audiences, though, liked it. I wonder where you as a critic came down on it.
Sure. So I have to say I agree with a lot of the critics' assessments of this film. So Hillbilly Elegy is basically the story of the author's journey. He has poor roots in his family. His mother is addicted to drugs. And he's in this Ivy League school about to graduate, trying to get some important internships or first jobs. And his mother relapses and he has to go back to his old home and try to get her sorted out. The criticism of the book is that it simplified that struggle and that it made it seem as if, you know, surviving drug addiction and surviving a family legacy of violence is just a matter of making a choice. And I think, unfortunately, the movie just kind of amplified and echoed a lot of those same troubling criticisms of the book. But it's a really well-made movie. You know, Ron Howard is technically a great director. And of course, Glenn Close and Amy Adams deliver great performances, which I think, you know, the audiences are really responding to. As a matter of fact, there's this a really interesting scene where Bev, Amy Adams' character, is driving her son and they get into an argument, and out of spite, she threatens to drive the car off the road and kill both of them. So let's listen to that.
You have no clue. I was second in my whole class out of 400 people. Did you know that? I could have done whatever I wanted, but I didn't have somebody taking me to the library and telling me I could go to college and gonna help me pay for it. I could crash.
Mom.
I could crash this car and I could kill us.
Stop.
Then you would know how lucky you are.
Stop the car, please.
And so that's emblematic of a lot of the conflicts in the film where they're highly emotional. Critics come to this film and sort of perceive that the story is kind of superficial and that Ron Howard is doing a lot of gimmicky things to sort of make the audience feel one way or another as you move through the story. You know, this is a movie that's designed to garner Oscar nominations. You know, there are powerful, emotive performances, and people are already wondering, is Amy Adams going to be nominated for an Oscar? And so I think critics sometimes can bring a lot of knowledge about the industry and a lot of knowledge about why that movie exists that the average viewer doesn't necessarily know. And I'm not saying that they need to know that stuff, but I am saying that it does sometimes affect how you view a film when you finally see it, and you can sense that disappointment when you read a lot of the reviews.
Well, we always appreciate your reviews and your take. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans talking about Hillbilly Elegy on Netflix and the Showtime drama called Your Honor with Bryan Cranston that premieres this Sunday. Thanks a lot, Eric.
Thanks for having me.